This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dieter's got to be very excited. The lineup for Stuttgart is being announced right now on the TV in the studio.
Well, it's on the soccer channel. I'm watching Freiburg versus Stuttgart. And the most important player is probably Schuster, right in the middle of the midfield. He's the middle of the middle, right in the center of everything, all the action, back and forth. He goes both ways.
Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You've got to be able to tell us who our only guest was on the show today to this point. If you can answer that question, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see the Wizards take on the Mavericks November 7th, Capital One Arena. Tickets on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week long. FanDC.com/contests, courtesy of Monumental Sports. Let's bring on Chris Russell, who is our Redskins insider, has covered the team in a daily capacity most of the last 7 years, and now from afar, but as an analyst whose opinion matters because he's still plugged in the building. Chris, I want to start with the Garoppolo deal to San Francisco for a second-round pick. Mm-hmm. How much does it change Cousins staying with the Redskins as a possibility?
Well, I mean, I definitely think it increases the odds. I don't think I'm going out on a limb there, but, I mean, obviously a lot has to still happen, not only contract-wise and money-wise on both sides, but also over the next 9 games, right? So we all understand that, but it certainly doesn't hurt, I don't think, the Redskins' bargaining position or their chances. Now, it does absolutely, at least in my opinion, and I know in talking to other people around the league that are plugged into this type of thing, it absolutely hurts now that Kyle, you know, I mean, almost assuredly, unless something really goes wrong with Garoppolo and they let him walk out the building after surrendering a second round pick, which is hard to fathom, unless, you know, now that Kyle is closed off in San Francisco, it appears certainly that Goff and the Rams are closed off. Now, what we don't know is all of the other situations. Does Ben Roethlisberger retire? What do they do in Arizona? Do they, you know, what happens with Arians? That whole situation, clearly they're going to be looking for a quarterback. What about Jacksonville? So there's a million other opportunities. He still got leverage, but he lost a lot of leverage and probably some dollars yesterday.
All right, let's get to this weekend, Russell. Kind of lost in all this quarterback shuffle and whatever else is the fact the Redskins have to go on the road to Seattle, yeah, where people don't win. Houston gave it a game effort, and probably if they'd gone for a fourth down, would have won that football game this past weekend. I don't get giving the football back to an offense that was killing you all day long, but whatever, I digress. That's a tough place to play. It's even tougher when you've got a laundry list of injuries. How do they do this? Is there any chance of beating the Seahawks? How do they do it?
Well, the first thing you're going to have to do is A, not beat yourself, which we, as you guys have chronicled over the last day and a half, as I talked about on the post-game show and obviously, you know, subsequent to that on Twitter, you just cannot continue. And this has been the Redskins' problem forever. And they're a better football team now, but they still beat themselves, I believe. And maybe I'm crazy. They beat themselves more than any other team that I watch in the NFL, and maybe I'm just too close to it, but they find a way to systematically destroy themselves more than any other team that I watch. So you can't do that, especially on the road in Seattle. Now, their defense, Seattle, obviously, as Deshaun Watson proved, certainly not as fierce and as dominant as they used to be. Remember, they just signed Dwight Freeney to replace Averill, who's out for the year or on IR. They're going to be, it looks like right now, short Earl Thomas, who's probably their most dynamic defensive back amongst a group of dynamic defensive backs. So maybe that levels it out. And maybe just Kirk Cousins finally get something out of these, you know, perimeter wide receivers. They just bottom line need more in that area. I know, you know, obviously the running game sucked again. What else is new? It is what it is at this point. I can't imagine it's going to change in Seattle. So you absolutely need these perimeter receivers. And if they can snag one via trade today to step up and deliver at least and give them a shot at winning.
Jason LaConfora is reporting they are making calls to add a receiver. Right. You're talking about them maybe snagging one. I mean, I don't necessarily need a name, but what kind of deal would we be talking about?
I mean, you know, Nick and I talked last week, and I kind of thought it was kind of crazy at the time when we kind of came up with it, but we just kind of discussed it.
By the way, Russell, I like you and Nick. I've enjoyed you guys at night. You guys have done a good job.
How do you just look down at your paper? Because you can't look him in the face. He's just too handsome. You get distracted by his eyes and hair.
That's why I call him Hollywood, and because, you know, I'm just in the presence of stardom, you know, and he's got his own star. Like, so when you guys handsome. Leave the studio, he has a film crew come in, and he has a production crew come in that actually creates the Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and you guys don't see this because you're gone at this time, and then they just pick it up after the show.
I believe.
So, anyway, we're on 7:30 to 11 tonight, by the way, so I appreciate you guys mentioning that, but We mentioned Martavis Bryant. Now, look, he's a gigantic pain in the ass. There's no doubt about that. But you can have him probably at this point for a bag of donuts, right? What could it cost you? A conditional sixth-round pick? I mean, do it. The guy's got enormous talent. He's got size. They want nothing to do with him in Pittsburgh. Jay and this coaching staff and this locker room have already proven that they can deal with some rambunctious, troubled past type guys. Maybe he grows up at some point. He's cheap. He costs nothing. Do it. It's worth the gamble, at least the way I see it. I don't buy this whole the kid down in Miami. What's his name? Jarvis Landry. I mean, to me, he's Jamison Crowder light, right? Am I missing something there?
Little bit more physical, I'd say. He's a bigger bodied guy, but yeah, he's a slot receiver. He also, by the way, is a pending free agent, so it wouldn't make sense to deal for a guy with an expiring contract.
Right. Brian is, I believe, under contract through the end of next year. Now, again, he's an enormous, enormous troublemaker. I get all that, but at this point, God, it's worth the risk, at least in my eyes.
So, Russell, you touched on the outside receivers, and this is the thing that I think is the story of the season, really. And, you know, despite the failing at the end of the first half and, you know, giving up more second half points and whatever else has gone on to this point for them to be 3-4. The unbelievable lack of production from their outside receivers is jarring, glaring, an emergency, a huge problem. It's why the rumors of them looking for a receiver don't stun me that badly. How has it gotten this bad? I mean, how could it be that this is the case at this point? Is this just such a gross miscalculation of the front office? Like, who made the mistake here? Is it a player thing? Is it a coach's thing? Is it a front office thing thinking that they were solved? Who's at fault here? Because it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easy way for me to answer, you know, all of that is it's everybody's fault. But clearly the Redskins were in a bind where they were looking at, okay, we don't want to go 4 and 5 years with Deshaun or Pierre. They were more willing to do it with Deshaun. Obviously, it didn't work out. Those guys got bigger money and bigger deals and all that. So I can't fault the front office for not going there. Obviously, you can look and say, you got to do better than a very, very, very raw Terrell Pryor, even though they got him at a good price. And Brian,
don't say
quit.
That. That's an old story, Russell. He's a developed wide receiver.
He told you that.
Yes, he did tell me that. Now, I had one executive. I'm trying to pull it up in my email here. One former NFL executive who told me last night. He goes, Redskins Pryor has a courage in big capital letters, an attitude problem. He thinks he's great. He's not. Now, that's the easiest thing to say, obviously, 7 games into this, but I think it's pretty clear that he was pretty bold, pretty arrogant, pretty confident in his own right, and maybe he should be. I guess most athletes are like that, but, you know, again, we all knew this was a roll of the dice. We thought it would work out. It hasn't. The guy that I'm most curious about in terms of his development is still Doctson. I know you guys champion constantly. He needs more, he needs more, he needs more, but I look at some of the routes he runs, they're rounded off. They're not sharp. Obviously, the huge drop on 3rd and 7 in a big, big spot. You've just got to make that catch. Yet he does some things that tantalize you. So, I mean, there's that problem. And then finally, we got Crowder back into the mix. I would just say this. Before Sunday's game for each, I totaled it up. Antonio Brown's obviously the best receiver in football. He had, I think it was like 52 catches and 745 yards by himself. And the Redskins' top three receivers, Pryor, Crowder, and Doctson, had like 43 catches and 501 yards combined. You know, so that, I mean, you just can't win like that. You just can't have a prolific passing attack, especially when your running offense is clearly struggling. And, of course, you can't protect your quarterback.
Completely agree with you on Doctson and the route running and some of those points. Where I argue with Danny and everybody else is, they threw him a smoke where they just kind of steal some yards. He made a guy miss and got 14 yards last week. They didn't do that once this past week. Throw him the damn football. Just if he has 5 catches for 9 yards, great. I'll say you threw him the football. Let him run a slant with his big body, getting inside someone. Let him run a stop route like Terrell Pryor runs those five-yard hitches all the time. He'll actually potentially make somebody miss.
I mean, and I wonder how much of that is, you know, opponent varied, because we've seen with this coaching staff, right, they'll throw more screens to the running back, more natural screens against a zone defense, not a man defense like they did against San Francisco. So maybe some of that is matchup. Maybe some of that is philosophy. Maybe some of that is, okay, if a team is playing man press or up on the line of scrimmage like Seattle often does, you're not likely to make somebody miss on a quick smoke or a quick hitch because they're going to jump that. So if they're playing with a 10-man or a 10-foot cushion or bump or something like that, even if it's man, you know, you're more likely to throw and call that type of play. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that out, but that makes sense to me, right? The bottom line is they need Josh Doctson terribly to step up. They just, I mean, the training shoes have to come off. He has to be a big-time factor for this team moving forward, especially, guys, as you've noted, they probably won't have Jordan Reed this week. They might not have Niles Paul this week. Who knows about the offensive line? Can't imagine those guys are coming back soon. They can't run the ball. And Kirk, you know, as good as Kirk is, and we all love Kirk, he cannot carry this team by himself, nor should he be asked to, yet that's the feeling that I have, that he's almost asked to carry this team by himself or largely by himself.
Rainey, what's your favorite Halloween candy?
I love Butterfingers. I mean, it's so terrible for you, but Butterfinger
never
would
had
be...
One.
Oh.
God, I actually learned today, this is actually embarrassing a little bit. I've never eaten a Butterfingers because I always thought they had caramel in them. And I found out today there's no caramel, so I might actually really like them.
I know how anti-caramel you are, which you're absolutely nuts about. Caramel is wonderful. It's just
cooked godlike. Sugar.
I mean, it's just wonderful. But, Grant, I'll bring in a Butterfinger just for you if I can get there in time, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
You're our guy. Russell, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. By the way, great job on the Griffin interview. Listen back to it this morning very intently. It was very revealing, interesting. We're going to talk about it tonight.
Appreciate it. And you can listen to them at 7:30 this evening. It is the Rooster, Chris Russell, and Hollywood, Nick Handsome.
Just don't look in Nick Ashew's eyes. You'll be lost.
Don't do it.
Never hear from him again.
Lucky wife.
They are
around
pools.
The NFL. Let's get you some news and notes next on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.